Tanajan, after last Friday, I saw that you gave a Dhamma teaching about selfishness. So how do we develop the strength of mind to build goodness? We should know that the core of selfishness is delusion. And unless they are an enlightened arahant, everyone still has delusion, whether monks or lay people. But all the people from the centers today that come to practice Dhamma are people who have determination in building goodness. This is done progressively from giving dana or offerings, keeping sila or morality, and doing meditation, sometimes even doing meditation retreats for many days. This and the goodness done regularly in our daily life is done in order to reduce delusion. Delusion is just darkness. Building goodness is brightness. This darkness, we don't need to make it disappear. It disappears on its own. But if our goodness reduces and the unwholesomeness increases, that is the darkness that grows in our heart. It's like this. They fight each other. Here, the strength of the mind to build goodness of each individual is the determination to fight against the common feelings and habits of the mind. Because heaven and hell, brightness and darkness, is in our heart. The purity is in the heart. There is a fight between the enemies of the heart and the building of goodness, or what we call marga, the path factors that we summarize as sila, samadhi and panya, or morality, concentration and wisdom. Or we could say all that is good. This goodness that from the beginning till we build up more potent types of goodness. And the more that the heart has brightness and purity will be how much more happiness we gain. So how do we have the strength of mind so that we can build goodness in order to overcome selfishness? Building goodness so that the mind has coolness and peace. Here, let us watch some interviews together. What Venerable Ajahn Chah taught is that it is uncertain when we will die. The dead can't make merit, only the living can. When I think like this, then in the morning, I leave the house to go to work at 6 a.m. Then I go out and I listen to recorded Dhamma talks of Venerable Ajahn Chah and Venerable Ajahn Anand. The Dhamma that we hear every day, it slowly changes our minds and we begin to see the truth of how the world is. When we understand this, then our suffering reduces more and more. The strength of mind that we build up when we go to work, it guards us against all the bad things that may enter the mind. We can overcome whatever obstacles we face because we have this strength of mind already. Then in the evening, we renew our efforts. The giving of alms every day, this helps to reduce the weight of the mind and it gives us fulfillment. I notice that in my youth, if I want to gain results only, then it is suffering. But growing older, then we know we do things with letting go in the heart and then it is light. And the more we do, the more we get. This we need to do to know what it is like. And in regards to making merit, we can't just do it in one day only. We have to do it regularly and often. And when the merit comes into the mind, no one needs to tell us about it then. We know for ourselves. Sometimes when we talk to others who haven't experienced this like us, it's difficult for us to expect them to be like us. So we need to practice according to the Buddha's teachings. We do it and we know what it is like. But this knowing is up to one's merit and the level of their effort. When we do it like this often, the mind of that person becomes courageous in everything. That is, it becomes courageous in all good things, having the courage to do, to speak of all good things. And then when we do it, the good results come back to our minds. So in every situation in our daily life, not just in the monastery, if our minds are good, we are not scared of anyone, because our mind has courage from the goodness in it. The days, months, years pass by quickly. We age quickly. We don't know how long we will be alive, so we need to do as good as we can in our life. Do whatever we think is the best in the span of one day. We may die even in our youth, but we won't regret anything because we did the best every day. We did the fullest in every day. Try to do the best in everything. The wealth we gain, we give and donate, and we gain a lot of merit. I have a doubt that I may do good, but don't see that I receive good. But I see some people who don't do good, but they receive good things. So this makes me not have the strength of mind to do goodness. We have to look at what it means when we say we do good, but we don't receive any good. What do we get then? This means we want to gain something more than goodness. Because goodness is something that when we do, we gain it already. It's like we feel hot, and then we shower and we get cool. We receive coolness. But if we shower and we say we want to have coolness, but we really want to get something more than coolness, then we don't understand about coolness. Goodness is like coolness. Showering is like we gain coolness. We are hot, then we shower and we gain coolness. We get this in the present moment. But the goodness that we have done already, and we say we don't get anything from it, it is that we think we should gain money and wealth, gain the praise of people, gain fame, gain the appreciation from people. It's not like that. That's another thing. We shouldn't think like that. The goodness that we do already, we have received it already. We have to see that the people living in the world are imbued with the worldly conditions. They like when people like them, they like to have praise and want people to see them as good. We may have a government job and we do many good things, but we don't get a raise in our position because people don't like us, because our boss doesn't like us. We do good already, but we also need to gain the favor of the boss as well. Then we can get that promotion. We have to understand this. Do good and be liked as well. That is the worldly conditions that we are a part of. But in reality, we still have gained the goodness from what we have done. It's received in the present. We get it for sure. There's no need to doubt about it. Let us look at a video clip about a small act of goodness that we think may not have any results. This video is from overseas, maybe China, and is very praiseworthy. One young lady was going to a job interview, but when the boss saw her for the interview, he said for her to start work tomorrow straight away. She was shocked. She didn't know what she did. Without even saying a word, she had got the job. What happened that he could tell her to start immediately tomorrow? What did he use to decide this? She wasn't sure, but the truth was revealed that the reason why the boss told her to start tomorrow straight away was because as she was coming to the interview room on the CCTV video feed, the boss had seen her walking here and she saw there was a rubbish bin that had fallen over and the rubbish was spilt around there. And she bent over to pick up all the rubbish. She had a heart of sacrifice and desire to do it properly, and she put the rubbish bin back upright. She didn't wait for anyone, and this was different from others who passed by it and did nothing. They had no consideration to do it, but she did it. And this was before she was even accepted for the job, but it showed her good character and the goodness and beauty in her mind. Just this much. It may have been her test that she didn't know about, but it led her to get noticed by the boss, and she got the job without even saying anything in the interview. So don't overlook a small little act of goodness that may give a great result, and this made her get the job, this goodness of her heart. Or, on the other hand, don't overlook a small, trivial, bad action that we may think just has minor results, but it actually may have a really bad result, or many people may be affected. We should see the difference of one who has no consideration, no sacrifice, being self-centered, only caring about work and not thinking of the reason why we are working. From this clip, the result of this good act of this young lady arose instantly without her wanting any result. Yes, for some people it may be a long time before they see the results of their actions. It is up to many factors such as time and different causes. There are many things to do with the workings of karma that lead to opportunities and that give results in the present. But it is there. For example, in the past life of the Buddha of ours, when he was still in his mother's womb, in the life when he was to be Mahajanaka, wherever she would go, people would be kind and helpful to her, from renunciants of other religions to one great teacher in the city of Mithila, who saw her and wanted to help her. He had kindness for her and felt sorry for her. He adopted her as his daughter and looked after her. This is the result of the many spiritual accumulations that he had built in the past. And an ordinary person who has built these spiritual accumulations can also receive the results of these actions that they have built in the past. How? Recently, there was a story of one white buffalo which was bought from Laos. The buffalo's other family members were killed already, but this one buffalo could escape. The villagers saw the buffalo and felt sorry for it. Why were they sorry for that buffalo? It may have been because it was a unique white buffalo, but they felt sorry for it. They didn't have the money to buy it, but they told the monks who helped to get money to buy it and released it in their monastery. When it got to the monastery, do you think a buffalo would know what a Uposatha hall is? It got to the monastery and it circumambulated the Uposatha hall 3 times. And more than that, the monks and people had kindness for it and fed it. The buffalo was at ease there. And then, when the evening chanting time came, they would ring the bell, and the buffalo was waiting at the door to the chanting hall already. The monks would go in, and the buffalo followed and joined the chanting together. And during the chanting, when it had to defecate, it would go defecate outside the hall, as it knew about etiquette. It finished defecating and then would come back into the chanting, and it would join this every day. This buffalo, on the outside it was a buffalo, but on the inside it was human already, or like a dewa. It recollected the goodness of the people, the monks and villagers who helped it to survive, and had gratitude to them. And how did the buffalo think of repaying its gratitude towards them? It went to the chanting, and its mind would develop goodness. The bell rings for chanting, and it comes to join. But on the other hand, in the monastery, the people come and give all the offerings of the 4 requisites, alms food, robes, dwellings, medicines, they give it all. And there may be some monks who, when the bell rings for evening chanting, they are just relaxed, and when it's time for evening chanting, they instead sleep at ease. They don't go to chanting. Here, one has to be careful. The great teachers have said that using the 4 requisites that the lay people have offered with great respect and homage, and who want to gain merit from their offerings, and if the monks don't do morning chanting, evening chanting, don't do any chores, don't do the Sangha business, then what merit is there to give to the people? There's no merit to give, just unskillful and bad things. What did Venerable Ajahn Chah say about this? That these type of monks will be born as buffaloes in their next life, with a sturdy, strong body to be used for work. Do you see buffalo being used for work? It's hard work. It's like being a slave to the merit and goodness that one has used up. So can you see the buffalo who is like a person and a monk who is like a buffalo? It is flipped over like this. See this? So the result of goodness that is done can arise like in the examples given. We are born and have a good opportunity already. You are ordained as a monk, so be determined to practice meditation and train the mind. And for the lay people, be determined to practice Dhamma with this good opportunity. We have this life. We can imagine that it may be the final day of our life. Then we will have great strength of mind to build goodness in everything. So in conclusion about goodness, if we know how to lower and give up our selfishness and how to build our strength of mind, then we will have much goodness. Because we are born already, other than goodness, what will we humans take with us? There is nothing else that we can take with us. So try to build this goodness up. The more we build, the more the mind will be clean and at ease, and the more that the true inner happiness will arise. We may have jewelry, money, and wealth, but this is on the outside. I ask you that if you have much wealth, will it give us great strength of mind day and night? It won't. When we use our wealth, it gives us happiness once, and if we use it a lot, we get scared that it will be exhausted or wasted. And even if we are to think who will we leave the wealth with, it becomes difficult. This wealth is something that has suffering hidden underneath it. But the goodness done is good in the mind, so do it a lot. The mind that has goodness and coolness will have more and more happiness. The mind will have cleanliness, and the delusion and darkness of the mind will diminish. We will have more inner radiance. This is important, so build goodness. The people coming here to this video conference, they all want to have goodness, so determine to do it. Do goodness till we have goodness. Get this goodness first. Have a lot of goodness. After that, it will go on its own accord, like what the great teachers tell us, to be beyond goodness. This being beyond good and evil, we will get later on. So have goodness first. Give up selfishness and build goodness. Merit and goodness will definitely stay with us, for sure. This goodness will follow us this life and to the next life. Be determined. Do good and we will get good. Get goodness in the present moment. Not getting wealth and money. If we want to have money and wealth, we need to be diligent and hardworking and be able to earn a living with mindfulness and wisdom. So do you understand? Understand.